You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Doug Haldeman, and here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tam.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, I want to welcome to the studio. We have a special guest. We have Mike Grasso from the Executive Group at RE/MAX Properties West. Welcome, Mike.
Oh, thank you so much. Very excited to be here right now.
Yeah, I know you're a... You know, listen to the station a lot, you said.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
Big fan of the station, and we are happy to have you on. We love featuring real estate experts that can really add a lot of value to our listeners and really have their finger on the pulse of the market, because there's a really high percentage of the country that are just dealing with real estate. Yeah, I know people think that they only move every 7 years or every 10 years or something, but people just want to know about real estate information, and that's why we have so many listeners. So we're really happy that you're here. So when we looked at your background, Tammy, you were looking at this. What did you see that jumped out at you when you were looking at Mike's bio?
I like the Master's of Science in Forensic Accounting degree. That fascinates me, because I've helped several people too, help with embezzlement situations and things like that. So that, like,
excited me. So bachelor's degree in accounting, but then a master's degree in forensic accounting.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
All
right, right. Explain, because everybody's going to want to know what the heck is forensic accounting.
Sure. Well, first, I got my degree from College of Business Administration from Missouri State in accounting, and then that was back in 1993. And then I went to Webster University, which at the time, maybe there was one of four universities that actually had that degree. It's a degree that the forensic part of it, the forensic accounting, is the investigative accounting where it relates to the court of law and how it, the details and the dynamics of an investigation is relayed to make it in common terms where it's understandable for
the layman.
For the layman and detecting fraud, I'm assuming, like Tammy mentioned, embezzlement situations, all those are pretty, I'd say, common occurrences, but they're things that do happen all the time out there.
It happened quite often, more in the 2008, 2009, and prior to that.
Right.
And then the government had created new laws to really curb that and make it a lot harder on the borrower to get a loan and just to clean up the whole industry.
The whole stuff,
You have roughly 20 years as a realtor, but you also have 13 years as a licensed mortgage lender too.
That's correct, but predominantly, the real estate is my main career. I just like to having the knowledge of both really makes the transaction
flow very smoothly. Your clients a lot. So that's something you and Doug both have in common. And
yeah, we both have that in common, because I've had my real estate license. Mm-hmm. But mortgage is my forte, similar to the way real estate's your forte. But I think your knowledge on the mortgage side will
just
make
helps.
You a better realtor.
Yeah.
And that's the same with you. You have to know both industries very fluid now.
Because it sure
it's
helps.
Too crucial.
It is.
To not know.
Right.
You can't make the mistake. There's lives in the balance now.
Exactly.
You really have to be very educated on how the whole transaction flows. Mm-hmm.
One of the other places I see a carryover is, like, for me, with having an engineering degree, there's a lot of math in the mortgage industry, but the math for me is really simple in the mortgage business because of my engineering background. For you, with an accounting background, the math in real estate has to be really simple for you.
It is simple. That was another thing about the master's degree, because a lot of the classes that we were taking also were in regard to business communication and fluid communication, and so there's a lot of dynamic things that are going on in the mortgage industry, as you know, with the TILA and RESPA Integrated Disclosure Act, which has been a nightmare so far for some people. But there's far too many dynamics within a real estate transaction in itself. And then we have to also figure in the most important part of the real estate transaction, which is the mortgage transaction, because if the money's not there, there's no sale. And so, you literally have to be very versed on both industries to be able to move forward and have a very smooth, fluid transaction.
Now, how did you get in the business of real estate?
When I graduated Missouri State in 93, I was a fleet manager for a trucking company, so I was really into cost accounting. I was really loved evaluating the cost and expenses and how to lower them to create more profit. I had an entrepreneurial spirit at that age. And I had a good friend who was a manager for Gundaker, and she said, you know, Mike, you're cut out for this. You should try. You understand the big aspect, the whole aspect of how from the alpha to the omega of a transaction. You you know the details that go into it. So I I took my classes, and in 1997 I started in the Chesterfield office with Mike Moore of Gundaker Realtors. It was a great start training ground for you. Oh, but wonderful agents in that office. There's still a lot of wonderful agents that are still that work with me then are still there. And now, and then in 2002 I met Laura Davis and Charles Davis of Remax Properties West. Charles Davis was the former president of the Board of Realtors for St. Louis County. And I think Laura was a former president of the Women's Council of Realtors.
A lot of education there. Good mentors.
Great mentors, great ethical mentors, and great business people. And I've been with them for going on 14 years.
That's good.
And it's just been a great match.
When their office is right there at 40 in Clarkson, right?
At one time it was. We had a very large office there, but they made a very wise business decision. They saw the writing on the wall when the financial meltdown was happening and the real estate meltdown was happening, and this is, you know, they decided to make a decision going into the moving it to a smaller office to lower expenses.
Very smart.
And you know, and they kept their agents as well. So you know, like I say, when you have good leadership, and you know, it helps with you know my business transactions because I don't have that distraction
of my owner going under.
And they were very, very strong.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Mike Grasso from Remax Properties West, head of the executive group. So, Mike, you specialize in West County, but also that 40 corridor all the way out in St. Charles County. What's your prediction? You know, I guess give us a quick analysis of where that market is right now, and what's your prediction for where it's going to go in the future?
What I've noticed over the last probably 2 years was one of the drivers, or there's two big drivers in the real estate industry. One, the rates naturally have been very, very, very forgiving in mortgage rates, and you know that's always attracted a buyer, but another thing was the lack of inventory as well. So, you know, those two aspects were the big drivers of
the lack of inventory, meaning not enough houses on the market for buyers, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
So the buyers were out there, they wanted to buy, but the houses, you know, were fewer and far between.
Right.
I predict we're going to see a little bit more inventory going on the market this year.
Okay.
And I think we're going to see probably a little bit more buying population out in the open market as well. I think it's just going to be a fantastic year in the market.
Okay. I think that the 2016, get ready to sell your house.
Absolutely. That's right? Good timing. As we've watched, we talked about nationwide $1.1 trillion in increase in property values last year. Well, that increase in property values, it's helped create wealth. It's also all those underwater homeowners no longer underwater anymore. And people that couldn't move now can move. And that pent-up demand is just continuing to fuel the market. And I think you're right. I think we are going to see more inventory this year.
Oh, definitely. People will have, like you said, we'll have a, you know, they're not underwater on their houses. They probably have equity to spend on the next house as well. As well as, you know, like I said, the buyer pool is going to remain out there. We have a strong jobs market here in St. Louis right now.
And so when you help people list their house, what are some of the top pieces of advice that you give them when they get ready to list a house, if they really want to sell it?
If they really want to sell it, you know,
key disclaimer there, because there are some people that are just tire kickers that get in the market.
There's an old saying: you got to be a ready, willing, able seller and a ready, willing, able buyer. You have to be ready to do this. You can't really just go through the motions. If you try to sell, what you're going to do, you're going to attract a buyer who's going to try to buy, and what's going to happen is you both tried and you didn't get the results you wanted. What I tell a client before I even meet him, when I'm doing our first phone conversation, I basically tell him, I go, you know, the two most important drivers right now for you selling your house are price and condition. So, you know, updates are nice, and fully updated houses are going to be in desire, and you can put a bit of a premium on a house in that type of fashion. But the scary part is that could also create a trigger, an effect where you overprice the house. And if you overprice the house, then you know the days on the market start adding up.
Right.
The frustration will add up with the sellers because you'll be having showings, but you won't be getting offers, and you'll be running
right.
out of your house to go to let a showing go, or always keeping the house you know pristine, clean
mm-hmm.
for a showing.
Right.
And you know that could frustrate you as well to just
right.
going, you know, because you feel like you're going through the motions. So. You know, price and condition are the two most important
right.
things.
That curb appeal is super important. And like you were saying, you know, like the staging part, those are, to me, those are important things in selling your home.
Well,
I mean, you and I have the Craigslist thing in common because
yeah.
we like look at how many times you look at those pictures and they're trying to sell something and there's junk all over the table and you're like, okay.
I agree. Photography
so,
is
I mean,
everything. You never
yeah.
get a second chance to make an impression, a first
right.
impression.
Right.
I like the term you used in our pre-interview. When you said it's like picture day at school.
Yeah, I love that.
I always say
that.
What do you mean by that?
A picture day at school is like, you know, when your child is getting ready to, you know, mm-hmm. getting ready to have the picture taken, what do? You go out and you make sure he has a
nice
they have
shirt,
a nice haircut,
hair.
New outfit.
Yes.
You know, they want to look great because
right.
you're going to hand those. You want everyone to see that. Well,
that's
let me
right.
tell you something.
I remember when we used to do that, honey.
Well, I'm doing it right now. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's how people, like, that's how, you know, 99% of people shop on the internet first before they start looking at houses.
Yes, they do.
And,
so
you know,
good
I use,
pictures,
professional, I use
right?
professional photography.
It's good.
And I always make sure the curb appeal, I always stress the curb appeal must look good because
mm-hmm.
the first picture they're going to see is the front
is
of the house.
The
and if they don't like it, they're going to move to the
that's
next
right.
one.
That's right. I agree.
Very, very good advice. And what about with a buyer? What advice would you give a buyer right now?
I'm going to tell you right now is buying, with all the new federal laws in place, talk to a lender first. Let them find out. He's going to let you know exactly when, not only how you can pull the trigger and how much you can buy.
Right.
He's also going to let you know, he's going to be in a position of when you can actually do it.
Right.
There's just too many of these federal
yes.
laws that are in place now.
Right.
And there's too many underwriting regulations
right.
that from every different investor that's going to create a pitfall if you don't
right.
prepare properly your financing.
So
as
true.
We said earlier, if the loan's not there, we don't have a deal.
Right.
Right.
And,
so
and you're
going
to spend a lot of money to get to buy a house. So,
right.
you know, your inspections, your appraisal, you can probably easily outlay $1,000.
Easily.
That you will not recap
exactly.
or recoup.
Exactly, just because you didn't go to your lender first.
And I strongly recommend this.
Right.
Go to a lender that you're going to talk face to face with.
Right.
Do not go to a lender that's
online.
Just going to only that
mm-hmm.
you're just going to be a first name. You're not going to be on a first name basis.
Right.
With. You have to have the FaceTime now. You have to have it's a contact sport, and you
exactly.
have to have that contact with that lender.
I agree with you, Mike.
Well, that can't be understated because there's so many people
mm-hmm.
like transactions now. You can do all all online. You can do it all by phone. It is not advisable.
No, not when buying a house.
No, it's not. You,
you
need
know,
to know who you're dealing with. Having a local lender that's really reputable
mm-hmm.
Is really important.
Competent. And being, like I said, being there for your face, you know, to be there face to face with you. And the realtor is going to appreciate that, too, because the realtor is going to have a lot of questions because more than ever, these two industries have to work hand in hand
they
for this
do.
Transaction.
Right. A realtor right. and a mortgage lender that can work well together is very important.
It's crucial.
Two. Right, and they'll recommend the right home inspector to use. They'll recommend the right title company, but you have to find people that you can trust.
No, the realtor is going to write the correct time frames for the financial contingency to let you know to make sure it's still viable that the loan will be in place when it needs to be in place, and if the closing date can be met to make sure everything's got to
mm-hmm.
communication is the utmost importance now. If you're not doing that, you know your ship sunk. I hate to say it. But you know you're going to create so many headaches for yourself and so much frustration that you're going to wish you didn't even do this whole transaction.
Mm-hmm.
There's a right way and a wrong way to do it, and trust me, if you're a buyer, talk to your lender first, talk to your realtor first, and they'll recommend a good lender for you.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them,
that's
they should,
true.
You know. But regardless, get your loan in place first. Make sure your lender knows exactly what your goals are and that he can attain them for you.
So, how can someone get in touch with you?
Me?
Yep.
Well, my cell number is 314-220-1617. My office at Remax Properties West. We're at the corner of Strecker and Clayton, and I am there daily. And
yeah,
if not,
I'll make sure that all of your information is going to be on our website.
Fantastic.
So visit smartwithyourmoney.com, look for Mike Grasso from Remax Properties West, and if you have a real estate need, reach out to Mike. If you want professional
mm-hmm.
advice, reach out to him and get that advice. Mike, really appreciate you sharing your wisdom, sharing your expertise with us today.
Thank you. This is very exciting. I'm looking forward to it all week. And look for me on Facebook, too, Mike Grasso Home and Loans.
Very good.
There
well,
you
thank,
go.
Thanks again. All right, so coming up, Tammy and I are going to be talking about how to invest in real estate as a couple. You listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Remember this name, Doug Haldeman. Hi, this is Pat Summerall with important information that will help you save money. Like the thousands of homeowners in the St. Louis area that have trusted Doug Haldeman with their home purchase. Doug Haldeman knows every client has different needs and that the wrong loan program can cost you thousands of dollars in extra interest over the life of your loan. But I want you to know dealing with Doug Haldeman is different. Doug truly is an expert in mortgage lending. During a consultation, Doug will teach you how to use your home to create wealth over time. Doug will not only find you the best interest rate, but the lowest total cost over time, period. If you're going to be buying or selling a home in the next 12 months, call Doug Haldeman. For a free consultation, call 314-439-9999 or visit DougHaldeman.com.
NMLS 298-419, Cornerstone Mortgage, Inc., NMLS 223-109, 1120 Wolfram Road, Suite 201, St. Charles, Missouri, 63304, Equal Housing Lender.